This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Ho, 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 and happy holidays. I don't know the other holiday greetings off the top of my head. I'm bad at improv. Welcome.
Ha, ha, Hanukkah.
Oh. Anyways, bye. Hello, welcome to Only Stupid Answers. My name is Sam Basher.
I'm DJ Wooldridge.
This is the two boys that bring you nerdy podcasts once a week, Mondays specifically, everywhere you get your podcasts. And also we make videos over youtube.com/onlystupidanswers, diving into all the nerdy stuff you like. We're talking Watchmen.
Yes.
Superhero shows.
Yes.
Movies.
Yes.
Video games.
Yes.
We played a few sometimes.
Yeah.
Not like a lot, but like occasionally we do. It's busy out there. And we talk about comics as well. So thanks for joining us. We're going to not be talking about too much nerdy stuff today because we want to talk about travel stories.
Travel stories.
We took a deep dive into our Discord, which you can join over at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers for those $5 dues a month. I believe that's dollars converted into American. And you can join our Discord. You can watch episodes early, get exclusive shows. There's a lot of good stuff out there. So maybe check it out if you're interested. But yeah, we're going to do a little segment up top.
Yes.
Called What We're Into This Week.
What?
Yeah, but we are pre-recording episodes. So we'll see what we come up with when it comes to what we're into this specific week.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go ahead. And DJ, I saw you tippy-tapping over on that keyboard. What did you find?
So over the past few weeks, I've been able to catch up on some movies that either just come out to streaming or that I missed before when they were in theaters. And so one of the movies I watched was The Report, starring Adam Driver and directed and written by Scott Z. Burns. He's a collaborator of Steven Soderbergh, who helped produce this movie as well.
Seems up his alley.
I'll just read the synopsis. Idealistic Senate staffer Daniel J. Jones, tasked by his boss to lead an investigation into the CIA's post 9/11 detention and interrogation program, uncovers shocking secrets. Now, did that description sound terribly exciting to you?
It could be.
So it's basically...
Well, it's someone investigating the torture practices.
Yeah, so. And you do see some of them, and shocker, they're not great. Adam Driver plays Daniel Jones, who's a real person, who was tasked to by Senator Dianne Feinstein to investigate the CIA's torture practices following 9/11. And it's essentially most of the movie scenes break down like this. Adam Driver's like, here's what I found out. And then Dianne Feinstein or somebody else is like, what? This is happening. He's like, I know, isn't it awful? I'm like, I can't believe this. He's like, I know, that's the movie. That's essentially how the movie breaks down. And so it's a lot like seeing somebody do a dramatic reenactment of their book report, but it's Adam Driver and he's so incredibly good. It's a lot like the first season of Mindhunters as well, where it's very like academic, but like that show, I was very into the nuances of how people discover what they discover, why it matters to them, and what it means to our country in particular, and what it means to us. This is definitely a movie specifically designed to make you feel outrage, and it is very good at that. Because essentially, you probably knew, I knew, during the Bush administration, the terminology used was enhanced interrogation techniques. And we're, oh no, bad, bad. Let's not do that. That's not what this country's about. But when you get into, but then we probably also had family members that were like, whatever we need to do to protect the country. And then what you find out is that this was enacted by people that
this
did not.
Is in the investigation or the program? What do you mean?
What the investigation uncovers is that the people that designed the program did not know what they were doing, were kind of just making stuff up. It's just a bunch of like goons trying to make themselves feel better for not being able to stop 9/11 from happening, even though we had the stuff to stop 9/11. Like, we had the information we needed. This program in particular stuff like it had been enacted before, all the way back to Vietnam, and we knew it didn't. It doesn't work. Spoiler alert: anybody who's played Grand Theft Auto 5 and that one mission where Trevor tortures a guy, you know, torture's only there to make the torturer feel better about themselves. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. It doesn't get you new information. It's just gross and bad. And this movie is all about illustrating that.
When was this movie released?
It hit theaters, I believe, last month, and it just in the past week hit Amazon Prime, which is where you can go stream it now.
Okay,
it was an Amazon original movie.
Cast is impressive. Yeah, Adam Driver, Corey Stoll,
who's so great. It's funny because most of our audience probably knows him from Ant-Man. And he's just generic bad guy in that. But he was also in The Deuce this year. Incredible in that. He's incredible in this. He's just he's a really talented performer. But John Hamm's in it. Annette Bening is in it.
Bening as Diane Feinstein.
Yeah, Michael C. Hall. Tim Blake Nelson, our boy from Watchmen's in it for a brief scene. And yeah, and so as a movie that's designed to make you feel, as frustrated as Adam Driver's character, as Diane Feinstein, as these people uncover this stuff, it does a good job of laying out why this is ineffectual, why it's not, especially when you see reenactments of the torture techniques, and you find out the percentages of people that don't really, we just assumed was one of these terrorists, and we have no way of knowing whether they actually were or not, and we're putting them through this for possibly no reason. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a very, this sounds like damning praise, but I think it's a very important movie, and I definitely would highly recommend people go out and check it out just so they're better informed, because a big part of this movie is the CIA's efforts to avoid accountability for this and to bury this. And so I think movies like this are a good way to make us not forget. Like the fact that a big part of this movie is the fact that we've tried this before, know it doesn't work, and we just didn't pay attention to our history. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of the stuff we're struggling with now is because we don't pay attention. Like we know what works and what doesn't work, but we don't pay attention to what happened before, and we do what feels like maybe it'll make things better.
Or it's easier.
You know what I mean? And so it doesn't improve anything. And so I think even though this might not be the most exciting movie to come out during the holiday season, don't let these stories go untold.
So Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah, with the family, sit down with the whole family and make them all watch it. Mm-hmm. But again, Adam Driver's so crazy good. He's such an incredible, talented performer. I don't think I've ever seen him in something that I'm not I don't find him magnetic. Like I'm just kind of drawn to him, even to the point where I think my first exposure to him, I know he got his breakout in Girls, but I didn't watch that show, but he has a very tiny role in Inside Llewyn Davis, the Coen Brothers movie. And that was one of those oh, this guy, you know what I mean? And now it's Star Wars. He's got another movie coming out this winter, Marriage Story. He's just got, he's just got some, that little extra magic in there that really elevates this movie as well.
Well, it sounds important.
Yeah. It's a big deal. And it's, yeah, I really think, don't let people bury this stuff. And also just, let's all just take a second and see what didn't. Like fascism, that didn't work out. Let's not do that over again.
Try your best not to let it happen again.
Yeah.
But since we are recording this a little early, being candid, I was this is the Thanksgiving weekend just passed, yeah. And my father, Mr. Basher,
yeah,
invited some of the family to go see a movie together. So mm-hmm. we got the gang together in a little caravan and made our way over to the movie theater, and we saw Ford v. Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Now, we did our review on the channel, and I was not able to see it because I was at a wedding that week. And I know, mm-hmm. peek behind the curtain. So I heard your review of it, and it was, not bad. It just, you didn't seem too jazzed about it. And I kind of got similar feels from other people that we follow in this community. So it wasn't high on my list. I was really trying to sell them on Knives Out because I wanted to go see a fun movie, really, really fun movie and with amazing actors in it. So, but we saw Ford v. Ferrari. Also spent way too much on tickets, and I was like, but we're not going to the IMAX theater. Like, what's happening? And it was one of those X screens, where
it's one of those triple X movie
theaters.
Yeah,
one of those. So we bad part of town. weird that it's still open.
Yeah, weird that they're playing Ford v Ferrari.
Then you gotta get different crowds.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But it's where you have your main screen, but during certain scenes, projectors on both walls project to the other wall and extend the shot out.
Yeah.
So it feels like you're immersed into the screen. By the way, that doesn't quite work if you're sitting on an edge like we were. So you can't really, you have to like look all the way up to the wall. Yeah. Still cool though. Yeah. Anyways, Ford v Ferrari, I found very entertaining.
Yeah.
Not a shocker. It's James Mangold, Christian Bale, Matt Damon. And the rest of the cast, I think, did an amazing job. Also, yes, it's a movie for dads, but also it reminds me of, like, my dad would take me to car shows. And, like, this is the same energy of that, where it's all these guys who just are crazy into cars. And something really cool about the idea of this race that still happens today. And
24 hours.
And thank God it's like, they cycle through people, but still.
It's still 4 hours behind the wheel at top speeds.
Mm-hmm. Over,
blows my mind.
When they say that they're like, the average is over 100 miles an hour, which makes sense. Yeah. But like,
it is a race.
I've never thought about like that. Like the NASCAR cars are going fast. I've just never assigned a value to how fast they're going in my brain. So when I'm like, when they're going 120 miles an hour and they're taking turns and stuff, and it's like, I get a little iffy on just regular, like full stop, red light, right turns.
Yeah.
I get weird about that. So how are they doing that over 200 miles an hour?
No.
And man, do old Ferraris, like Ferraris now look great, but that old sleek race car look with the rounded windshield, it's so nice. They look so good. And when you see like the hand, like their workshop where they're making it. Also, shout out to John Bernthal just because he's gotten a lot of these roles. I think you mentioned in our review, but where he's got these like kind of passive roles where he's still acting in movies.
He plays Lee Iacocca in this.
But he doesn't do that much in the movie. His big scene is talking to Carol Shelby, played by Matt Damon, and then the Enzo Ferrari scene. Mm-hmm. And really, it's more Enzo Ferrari and three interpreters who are translating between English and Italian.
And it's interesting that this movie's called Ford v Ferrari because it's really like Ford versus
the Shelby. People.
Yeah, exactly.
And I did like the role. Let me go ahead and. Oh, you pulled it up for me. Thank you. Josh Lucas, from my knowledge of him, is from Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, he's 100% like that asshole middle manager. Yeah, exactly.
but he does a great job in that role. And there's a lot of just cool racing in this movie. Favorite sequences, they get Henry Ford II.
Yeah.
I love that that's a
really good dig.
You're not Henry Ford, you're Henry Ford II. But when he gets into the car and rides in a race car for the first time, like a genuine race car. And also, you might have like a little pride that your company made a car that can do that. I love that scene because it's funny that he cries, but also I loved his understanding now of what it means to be a race car driver.
Yeah.
There's something deeper that you need to know, which if you just saw the Speed Racer movie from the early aughts, you would have known that. But
I like, I think my favorite aspect of that movie is that it does a good job of giving you all the details you need to understand what the racers are thinking about in the race. So it's not just like, go fast in a circle. You know what I mean? There's so many little details and mechanics and elements that play into that big final race.
I think one of the best scenes is when the kid, Petey, the child of Christian Bale's character, Ken Miles, the kid makes his own map of the 24 hours at Le Mans. And it's like, you do these turns, this straight away, and that's the first 3 minutes. And you have to do that for 24 hours. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And like, I need a podcast or something to listen to, but like in that, you're racing, but you are at that stress level for, you said 4 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It is.
Why
like
do we do that?
And I get why Matt Damon's character couldn't do it anymore, because they talk about that, like the physical strain on his own body.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. At night and it's raining.
Yeah.
Amazing, super cool, and I loved the. I get now why it's like they don't quite make movies like this anymore, because there is like a heist element to it, only in when the race is happening and people are kind of pulling little like digs at each other in different ways. They're like mini heists that happen, and I'm a big fan of that. And I like the interactions with everyone, but I do. The only thing I wish is that John Bernthal just played a bigger role, or Lee Iacocca had a bigger role in this, but maybe he just didn't in history. I think overall it was a really good performance. I feel like it's going to get some nod in some way at the Oscars. I don't think it's...
This definitely feels
like... It's not like a best picture personally, but I'm going to see it get...
But it's a safe choice. Like it might just just because they tend to go with safe stuff. It's definitely like this movie like screams like, give us an Oscar, dang it. Just give it to us.
You didn't give me for Logan, I'm gonna get you for this one.
Give it to me. But yeah, it's cool. Like, again, just you know, something that doesn't necessarily need to have there are explosions and stuff like that, but like big world-ending stakes mm-hmm. with the superhumans doing whatever. And that's Fast and Furious too. That's not just superhero stuff. You know, it's you want a little like little spice of life, little different types of stories being told.
Yeah,
and it didn't need to go to Netflix or like a streaming service right away, because I was seeing an interview and I probably talked about this when I talked about The Irishman of Martin Scorsese. It's like, yeah, no, Netflix was the only one willing to fund, and it's like a Martin Scorsese movie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah,
they did want to say the racing always looked amazing in the movie, but I just like that. You don't really see it anymore, that like the bro-y energy of like getting in genuine fist fights, or you're throwing like wrenches at each other, like trying to hurt each other, and then at the end of it, it's like
just enough.
It's like we throws a wrench at him that breaks a windshield. Like there's a point where like someone's wife comes down and is like, oh, these boys. And it's like, it's not like a real criticism. It's like, this is so weird that we watched this for so long. And I never thought as a kid being like, oh, I can't wait to get in a genuine fist fight with my friend to work out our differences. Like full on cold cock someone in the face. Yeah. I'm done talking with that person after that. That's easy. Yeah. But for them, they got a deeper relationship. Ken sucks, man. Like, he's a great racer, but it's such a niche thing to be good at. Thank God you were good at it.
Yeah, I like Ken.
I know. Hey, I like him too. Uh-huh. But after like the seventh car that you just beat the shit out of, I'd be like, you are a liability, man. Like, but hey, what the fuck do I know? I'm clearly not the kart racing type, and I'm also not that kind of man. Anyways, I do enjoy watching his character on screen.
Yes.
And Matt Damon and Christian Bale do a good job. Also, he's a great dad. I think I love his interactions with this kid. It makes me want to go on a, I don't ever want to drive that fast, really, but I do want to get in a car where they drive that fast on a tarmac. I think that was pretty cool. Make sure the brakes work, is all I'm saying. I wouldn't mind if you got the good working brakes, but hey, maybe I'm asking too much.
Yeah, you're being too picky. Now, I am. Man. You gotta.
I just want like brakes to work, and also like it's super clear that no one's really wearing seatbelts.
So not to go into spoilers because you might not have seen it, but I will say events in this movie do eventually lead to the creation of roll cages and stuff like that.
Good.
Yeah. But it is one of those weird like, why didn't we do this? I would be, dude. I would be really bad at any
great question.
Anything that like furthers anything, because again, we had to take a break, but now we're back to watching The Terror, and it just brings me back to that like, why did we just put people on ships and be like, yeah, you go sail out there for like 3 to 5 years, and hopefully you find a way for us to. I mean, why did we shoot people in space? Why are we doing this?
Yeah. Because it's like we're taking down the big man as Ford. Or is that what the lesson is? Or is it like Americans versus Italians?
There's another good moment, but it's kind of a spoiler, so I'm not going to say it. But I do like the way it tackles big business and capitalism in its own. It's weird to see. It's a similar thing with like Dumbo. It's weird to see like a studio picture do this because it feels kind of disingenuous. Like it feels like the people making the movie screaming at the people that are paying them to make the movie. But I do appreciate it.
It's they actually is a really good jab at it in the recent Spider-Verse comic that they did last year. Not Spider-Verse ongoing, but like whatever the crossover they did.
Yeah.
They did a Spider-Punk one-off, and Miles comes to pick him up, but Spider-Punk's going up against someone who's like a conglomerate who's like taking from the future, who takes Spider-Punk's whole thing.
Yeah.
And even though his name is Spider-Man, he's like, no, we call you Spider-Punk and we sell toys. And like, yeah, you're anti-capitalist. Like, yeah, we love that. Keep going. Keep doing that. He's like, no, but I am. And it's like, it's such a weird meta commentary on their own commentary of the character. I dug it. Anyways, you guys probably can't find that issue anywhere. But you know, if you do... You would have checked it out.
Know that it's out there.
Also, this makes the desert, this Ford v Ferrari makes the desert look really appealing. It's like, I don't want to go out to Palm Springs. I know people do that. I don't want to drive out to Palm Springs. I've driven out there, and I've gone to all the ghost towns that are there, and they suck. Yeah. They are not fun to go to. But that's a weird segue to travel.
Traveling.
So talk about trips?
We're going to talk about traveling. So because as this episode drops, you are currently on a plane. flying off to the...
On a jet plane. Yeah, I'm going to...
I thought you were going with Sail Away. I'm like, no, that's the wrong... That's a different mode of travel.
Which I did write Sail Away, Sail Away, Sail Away in the comments, so I totally forgot that.
There it is. So, you like to travel.
Oh, I love to travel.
What about traveling? What do you like about traveling?
It's just you get to... You get into weird rhythms that, like, you don't get to have at home because there are different obligations you have that, like, or not have when you're out. And also, well, I get to travel with my girlfriend. And also, we've been best friends forever, and she's the person. Like, it's hard to find people that are, like, good to travel with. I think we travel together well, like, because we're able to be on a schedule, but also go, like, fuck around and go look at cool stuff. But with her, it's just, like, we get to live our own little different type of life. It's not the way we live here. It's like just the special way we get to live. And also, this trip is, we're going to Australia. We're doing Perth's a little bit of Sydney, mainly because we couldn't go to a wedding of her best friend earlier this year, and she's devastated, and I wanted to make that special for her because she basically lived a good chunk of her life in Australia, and it means a lot to her, and I want to be a part of that with her. So we had to find a date to make it work, so we're going in December, and that means it's summertime there.
Ooh, exciting.
And I'm putting on SPF 3000 or whatever. There's no ozone down there. I am not coming. I'm not getting one sunburn. I swear to Christ, if I get burned, I'm going to scream. Anyways, I'm very excited.
So I discovered something the other day. I can't even remember the context, but it was something mentioned. Somebody was talking about New Zealand. And they're like, yeah, there are no natural predators in New Zealand. And it's like, what?
What do we do?
What happened between New Zealand and Australia? Like, because like, I remember when I was watching Hunt for the Wilder People.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I was watching something, because normally you hear the bush, somebody mentioned the bush, you think Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You think arid desert, you think filled with animal. Even the pigs want to murder you. Like, everything out there can and wants to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Hunt for the Wilder People, like, the bush, and it's just lush greenery, and now I find out there's no natural predators, and it's like, what kind of, like,
what happened?
Game of rock, paper, scissors between Australia and New Zealand? What devil's bargain that Australia got all the worst things?
Mm-hmm. And New Zealand?
New Zealand's like, oh, what? They have earthquakes. Like, that's basically it.
Yeah, everyone's got earthquakes. A big whoop. Yeah. I mean, probably it's bad down there.
So it's just crazy to me how close in proximity... Maybe they are. I actually don't know how close they are, but like in my mind, they're pretty close.
They're close.
And I associate the two of them. But how tremendously different they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it would be interesting. I would like to visit Australia. You know, a big challenge for me with traveling is I hate flying. I hate the entire process of it. I hate being in the airport. I hate being in the plane. I hate the air pressure. I hate that planes are like... Growing up, planes were too small, and now they've moved the seats closer together, and it's just like, what? Why are you doing this to me?
It is further than I thought. It's about a 3.5-hour flight, so it's like us to get to Austin. That's how far New Zealand is from like,
Australia.
The East Coast,
for some reason, I thought you were saying from that's here. How far to get to Australia, and I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah, you could. Wait, hold on.
Time out. I could do that.
But to be fair, you're not big on the Dramamine.
I haven't done a lot of the other
controlled substances.
Maybe I should give that a try or whatever. I just don't like the experience. However,
well, no, because if it doesn't, like NyQuil, I've taken that and it didn't knock me out. It just made me feel like I got tranquilized, and it's like, it's awful.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, I just don't like being in tight spaces in the sky to find God, all that stuff. You know what I mean? But I do like, it's cool to see other places, and I do like road trips. Mm-hmm. I do like road trips.
That's surprising, because I like them to a point where I start to lose my mind a little bit.
Yeah, I think for me, it is all about kind of state of mind, which is probably true for flying too. I just haven't cracked that code. Because I am a creature of habit. And that's always a challenge for me, because I kind of like to have my... I'm not very good of, like, I'm doing my day. It's like, hey, you want to do this? No, I've got a plan for my day. All right? If you wanted to do that, you should have told me 3 days ago. And then in my mind,
I could have figured it out.
Yeah, I could have prepared in my brain. But like with the road trip, you're planning on doing it. And I took I grew up in Florida, and I took a road trip out here when my friend moved out here. And then we also took a road trip when I came out here.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the southern states and then through kind of the middle. Mm-hmm. Still need to crack the northern states.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But
like Montana, because then you could see like the giant plains and everything.
Yeah, and I've never really had experienced real snow, like real heavy, like foot's worth of snow.
I have, and it was scary because it was when we were trying to leave Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah.
And that was super not fun because we had chains.
Oh, and you got like switchbacks and shit down the mountain, stuff like that.
It was with a youth group too. So at one point, one of the Suburbans we were in slid backwards down an intersection and went into a ditch, and we had to get out and push.
Yeah.
So that was super not fun.
I think it'd be super cool. Snow would be cool. Like, we've had a lot of rain recently, and it's cool when you get to be inside.
Well, now we can see the snow on all the mountains around. Have you seen, like, gone out and looked?
No.
All the mountains around us right now have snow on.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's been crazy cold.
When I was doing Black Friday shopping, a couple cars came in from like Lancaster, and they had, snow on them.
Yeah.
That was really cool. We have a comment in the chat that says, from Infamous Competition, still haven't been on a plane. And you look upset about that. Hey, gang, it's going to happen one of these. It's going to happen one of these times. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And Vanny, too.
Suck. If you're over 6 feet tall, they blow.
Yeah. I mean, if you get the emergency row,
that's not bad, but that's always, you have to pay more.
And you get scared a little bit.
Suckers know. Like,
you have more responsibility.
I think one of the best flying experiences I ever had, what was that? It was when we were coming back from Fantastic Fest. Or when we were going up. Was it when we were going up and we were coming back?
Coming back, because I bought Spirit.
Yeah, and the...
Fuck
and
Spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if you ever want to sponsor us. Fuck you guys.
Guy looked at my leg room. He's like, hey, you want to do extra? Yes, please, God. Thank you so much. You're the best person ever in the history of the world. Thank you.
I don't... I'm okay with flights just because... I think maybe it's just my bad blood. I just pass out as soon as we hit a certain altitude.
I will say, maybe that's part of it, because I am an incredibly light sleeper.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awful.
Yeah, I am. I'm a light sleeper. So like a lot of, I know a lot of people coming up that just can sleep through anything, and that has never been me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also bad at, like, when I'm awake, I'm up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if the dog is too loud at 4 a.m, I'm up now.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so not fun. Yeah. But yeah, no, this year we've done a good bit of travel. I was able to do a little short New York trip over the weekend to help out my girlfriend. She has a business that travels sometimes, and I was able to kind of help her out, which was cool. It was New York when it was snowing, so I've never seen Central Park in the snow, and that was really cool. But everything else about New York in the snow blows.
Yeah.
That was really not fun. But that was, like, cool. We did Fantastic Fest this year, and that was awesome. It's always a treat. And we got to go. We've been able to go and look at different parts of the city every single time, which is, still haven't really hung out downtown. Still haven't really gone there.
You don't need to.
But, like, because I know they have, like, there's, like, one big stretch of, like, restaurants that are really cool.
Yeah.
But we've got everything we need on the other side of the river. No problem.
Yeah, you got that barbecue.
We mainly just stay around the theater.
Yeah.
We go a little further.
Yeah, South Congress.
But, like, that's still on the other side of the river. We still haven't, like, the only time we went over the river was, like, airport.
Okay, let's make a deal now. This next trip, we'll go over downtown just to see.
And it feels, like, totally different.
Yeah.
We've walked over the bridge, and then immediately we're like, get out of here.
Gotta go back. Go see a movie.
Yeah, we're gonna go sit in that dark theater. This is vacationing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty great. Have you done Hawaii yet?
No.
Have you been over an ocean in a plane?
How long is that flight?
From here?
Yeah.
5 hours.
That's doable.
Yeah. It's New York. It's the same thing. Because coming back, it's 6 hours.
That's same going to Florida. I've been to the Bahamas when I was a young person. Bluest water I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like scary blue.
Yeah, like, what are you putting in this water?
Yeah, what kind of Kool-Aid is this?
Yeah.
I'll drink it.
Don't. You're one of these, you fleeters' tongue's black. Got to filter that water. But that was nice. That was lovely. And then I've been to, this is not over the ocean, but I've been to Mexico, to Jalisco. Little town called Tocaltiche. Mm-hmm. Spent some time there, which was great. That was a really cool trip. It's cool to see. It's one of the reasons I'd love to go to Europe or something like that, is just to see other cultures and how they do their thing. I'd love to do Japan.
Me too.
But
I've heard your plan, and it's a solid plan. You do Hawaii for a little bit, take a break so you don't have to think about flying.
Yeah.
Then you get back on.
And then you do Japan, and then maybe find another.
And you live there.
you never go anyplace else.
What about boats? Have you been on? What's the longest you've ever been on a boat for?
I went on a cruise when I was a kid.
I'm going to be honest. I think cruises blow.
Yeah, I was not a fan. I was not a fan. And boats aren't really my thing. Tumbling gets a little wonky.
When they're speed boats, you're not really feeling.
That's fun. Jet skiing's fun.
Yeah.
Jet skiing's a lot of fun.
But hanging out in a boat for a day is not my favorite. I see the appeal. I don't like it.
I have a good friend of mine. He and his dad go out on this fishing trip, and it's like a real man. It's down in Mexico and like deep sea fishing, like a man's man trip, right? And I think I have like an open invitation, but I think about it and I was like, Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
But hey, you never know. Yeah. You might find your thing and you get really into fishing.
It may be.
Then you become one of those guys. And you got like fish up everywhere. Yeah. So I like fishing here. It could happen. But if you're happy,
yeah, exactly. What am I who's
the judge?
Yeah.
But I got to do a little Portland this year, and that's one of those cities where I think you'd really dig it. Do you ever mind rain?
No. Yeah. I grew up in Florida.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But rain's so a lot. This is the cold rain then.
Yeah,
depression rain.
Yeah, yeah. The cold. I wouldn't want to live in it. Like when we went to Seattle.
Yeah.
It's like, this is nice. I don't want to be here.
It's like a nice ambiance.
I feel like I've settled in, man. Like I think I've told you before, when I was just out of college, I was working for a company that we did a business trip up in New York. And it was my first time in like a major city. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Loved it. Like I was like, I'd already kind of made up my mind I was going to move to LA, do that whole thing. But I was like, if there was more of a movie scene out here, like making movies, I'd do that. But now that I've been out here for probably about 10 years, I was like, no, mm-hmm. no. And then like Seattle, you go to some San Francisco.
Yeah.
Cool fun. City. But it's like, I don't want to. I think I've settled. I think it's like, I'm basically here. You know what I mean?
A fun one to visit.
Austin. Only one that has convinced me that like maybe I could do is Austin.
Yeah, because they got a movie scene out there. Or they got an entertainment scene.
They don't have
scene.
Earthquakes.
They don't.
That's
they got
appealing.
Wild hogs.
Yeah. They get tornadoes, but we had those in Florida too. That's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Some flooding. I'm used to that stuff.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
A lot of sun. A lot of sun.
In Austin?
Yeah. Yeah,
and you gotta deal got with it the, here. You got to deal with the night bugs.
Night bugs.
Yeah, where it's like... Remember when we go out and there's like all those gnats? Like, what is this? It's similar to because they have it's not as bad as Florida, but they have more humidity than here,
mm-hmm.
so it's that kind of thing, and that's not as appealing
because we got used to the dry.
But housing prices,
they're fine now.
Yeah,
man, I looked into like Boise, Idaho, just because I was like bored one day, and like they have like a tech boom now or something, and it's like Boise, Boise does, and it's like really, and also like all of Colorado's crazy expensive now. Goddamn tech nerds ruining everything for everybody. Palo Alto. That's a trash hole of a city before. And no, it was just boring.
Yeah.
Now everybody's up there. Maybe that'll happen to Santa Clarita one of these days. One of these days. They got Six Flags next. They're going to have Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, he'll be there one of these days.
Everybody get excited.
No, but the Australia I'm really excited about because the thing I'm just like crazy excited about is different wildlife. Where it's like I'm going to see kangaroos just... Like around,
kick you in the chest.
Yeah. I'm gonna fight them. I'll get them. They'll beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, they're jacked.
No problem. God, and they're like apparently like the ones you see in zoos are like regular size, but then they have the giant kangaroos like that also get jacked. And I'm like, they're like the size of like minivans or like height wise.
Yeah,
not the width because I don't know how people would live there. Yeah. Humans would be. Extinct.
I don't know how people do live there. If I'm being candid, I don't know.
They live on the edges. You don't go in the middle.
Yeah,
you leave it's that scary. To the wildlife. That's for other people. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited to see that and hearing. I like being around other accents, but they can speak English.
Yeah,
big help. Where slang is fun to learn.
So you haven't been reading the new Hellblazer Constantine series, right?
No.
I do recommend. I'm way into it. Mm-hmm. But in this first, because there was the one shot reintroducing it, and now this is the first issue. He gets kind of roped in with this. This like street gang that's like, if you've seen Attack the Block, which I highly recommend, it was John Boyega's breakout performance.
Keenan Lonsdale too, right?
Yeah, it's Keenan Lonsdale from
Flash.
No.
Oh
no, you're thinking of Firestorm.
I thought a bunch of the CW actors just got to start in Attack the Block.
No. But you're thinking about Firestorm, the second Jax from he was in Attack the Block.
There you go.
But it's that same. There's a term for it, and I don't remember the name, but like that young boy gang in London, where it's very colloquial, and it's just like, I'll pick it up as you guys are talking.
Mm-hmm. It's context. That's the big thing.
So I get what you mean. Like kind of like, it's a similar thing when you watch like The Witch, you're like, I vaguely understand what you guys are saying. Or The Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're speaking English, but it's definitely like, a different culture, a different way of using it, and it's very interesting. But one of these days I'll probably go to Australia.
It's sounds so vague.
That's like these days.
That's I'm nervous, but I'm excited. But like the I've been able to. That'd be the third continent that I've been able to go to, nice. Which is really cool.
Out of seven,
there you go. Right? Yeah, which apparently you can do. This makes sense, kind of. But you can do a marathon in all seven continents.
Yeah,
even Antarctica. There's one. There's like a racetrack you can do. You do it during the summer. But there's still ice everywhere, but mm-hmm. you can do a marathon, and like that's not a real goal for me, but I like the idea of that, where it's like maybe I'll go and watch the marathon, where it's like I'm here technically, like mm-hmm. I'm on all the I've done it, I put feet on boots on the ground on everywhere. Japan's high on the list. Singapore is high on the list because it just, after watching Crazy Rich Asians, it's like, so wait, there's a really cool food scene, there's a really cool shopping scene, there's a lot of tourist like traps you can go to, and like the gigantic living garden, and that
I will only go to Singapore if I could do the first class that they did in that little like bubble room.
Oh yeah,
that
you get. It's an amazing room. I don't know how you do it, but you save up for decades.
Yes,
then you got to do it both ways, and it'll be amazing. And they can watch movies in there. There are recliner seats. They're amazing. But we have some stories we want to read from the
Let's pop out the Discord. We've got Joelville. I usually like to go to the Philippines because that's where my dad's family is mostly at. And it's just magical over there. Everyone there starts celebrating Christmas right when it hits September.
My friend growing up, their parents immigrated from the Philippines, and they go back literally every year, and they always do it during the summer, and always look super fun. But yeah, they're like, Christmas starts really early and goes a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not against it. I'm not against it.
I do want to do
Thanksgiving's a trash holiday. Anyway.
I gotta put this out there. There's been a lot of blasphemy out there, and I am starting to lose it. My family didn't want to get turkey this year, and then all of Twitter's like, yeah, turkey, that's a trash bird. And I was like, pigs are literally genetically almost identical to humans, and you guys are all eating. You're all eating something that basically tastes like human flesh. Y'all are fucking freaks. Bacon's delicious, though. I will give you that. Ham is the weird one.
The best turkey Christmas ham is great. Always and forever.
No.
The only turkey I've ever had, actually, my mother-in-law made a pretty good turkey this year. But the only turkey I've ever had that I was like, oh, this is bomb, was at Terry Black's in Austin.
Yeah.
You said that like I can just get that for Thanksgiving.
You can't make it the same. get a slow smoker, cooker, whatever. Yeah.
Wait, so are you a big turkey fan?
Turkey rules. It's a healthy alternative to literally every other meat. Chicken's also really good. Turkey burgers rule, because even though I like beef burgers, if you keep eating those, it will kill you. And a turkey burger, while it's not perfect, it is far healthier, and it's a leaner meat. Turkey rules. And also, I've been talking about it for a while. Next year, I've set my sights. I'm going to spatchcock it. What is that? Yeah. Please. It's fun to say spatchcock a lot. Yeah. So let me explain. It's where you get the bird.
Yeah.
You empty out all this stuff on the inside.
Yeah.
Then you cut out the spine. Mm-hmm. You flip it upside down. So opening's facing the tray. Then you have to like break it.
Yeah.
You got to snap it so that it's flat on the pan.
Yeah.
Then you do a liberal season of salt. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a nice dusting. Yeah. Uh-oh, storm came in and it's got a couple inches.
Yeah.
Maybe not that, but that'll kill you. But enough that when you bake it, it keeps all the juices in there. Yeah. And I've had it before, and it's the juiciest dang bird. It's like eating a sponge. Yeah. It's all right. Cold to the brim.
All right, everybody keep that in mind next time this trash holiday Thanksgiving rolls around.
I'm sorry, do you not like mashed taters?
They're fine.
No, they're not just fine. They built this country. What about cranberry sauce?
Not a fan. I'm listening.
Yams with marshmallows.
Not for me, man. Thanksgiving's not for me.
What part of it hurt you?
I don't like those foods that you're talking about.
They're all American foods, and if you don't support that, you don't support this country. We're not great, but we're working on it.
Watch the report.
Yeah, TBD.
Caitlin Conway, I might have asked this one before because it's my favorite go-to holiday question, but what's the embarrassing story your parents love to tell about? Wait, this isn't about traveling. I started this question thinking it was about traveling. All right,
I gotta read ahead. We gotta answer it.
Yeah. Wait. Embarrassing story your parents love to tell you about you guys at family gatherings. I feel like no trip at home for the holidays is complete without those.
Two stories for me. One, I was born with my umbilical cord around my neck, and my mom always mentions that.
That's a fun story.
it's a hoot and a half that my face is blue as a goddamn blueberry, and it's like, yeah, it's super fun, mom. I came out not wanting to be in the world. And anyways, the other one is that apparently when my little brother and I were like babies, my sister was babysitting, and when we were taking a bath, we just pooped in the tub and then threw it on all the walls. Cool. Those are the two stories cool. that keep, hey, these aren't supposed to be good stories.
Yeah, you just made me think of, like, what if right as you gain consciousness as a little fetus in there, in that moment you remember your past life or whatever, you're like, no,
fuck this.
No. Yeah. No. That's dark. Anyway, so the two that my wife has probably heard at least a couple dozen times at this point, because my parents always forget that they told her, was one when my parents wanted me to take me to see one of the Ninja Turtles in person.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was at like a mall, one of those mall events. And they're like, you're going to meet, it's probably Raph. Raph was my favorite, but it could have been Mikey. Who's to say? And apparently, I do not remember this. This is just a story that I was told. Apparently, I saw a guy come in with a giant bag and went into the back room. And out of the same room, eventually, the Ninja Turtle came out. And I told my mom, I was like, well, that's just the guy with the costume. I saw the guy go in, and that's just the guy with the costume. The other story that my mom likes to tell, and I do think this is pretty illustrative of me as a person, mm-hmm. was... my mom gave me I had a quarter, and we were walking to the store, and I asked my mom if she could hold the quarter because I was afraid I was going to drop the quarter down the drain, and then the drain would feed out in the ocean, and then a fish would eat the quarter, and the fish would choke and die. Mm-hmm. That was my concern. Yeah, I was thinking about it. So those stories like to get trotted out at least once a year.
So two things real quick. One, speaking of quarters, and then one we'll come back to traveling. I'll bring it back around. Yeah. When I was a kid, I was looking at magic tricks, and there's one where like you always see the people like do like the quarter in the ear and it appears. Classic. And as a kid, I was obviously like, okay, so they must be making it disappear for a little bit, and then mm-hmm. they get it, they pull it back out. So I just have to figure out where they make it disappear. Yeah. So at one point when I was a kid, I kept trying to like push the quarter through my hand, basically like you know they like do that and like make it appear. And I was like, I can't get it. And then like one day I think I was doing it over like an open like junk drawer mm-hmm. and like I did it and it fell like or it now because I've never thought about this since I was a kid it must have fallen into the drawer and I just didn't hear it because all of a sudden it was gone and I was like
I don't know where it is.
I can't do it again, but it must have gone somewhere.
Yeah.
But now I haven't thought about that since.
I think everybody at one point has done the like maybe I'm psychic, and you just try to move something with your mind. Mm-hmm. Like, no, not today.
Not today. Not today,
but one of these days.
Or when you change the lights, like the traffic lights when I was a kid, like when my parents were driving, I was like, green. Mm-hmm. I did it.
Yeah.
Or you do 3, 2, 1, green.
And then that evolves into like when you're playing like Pokemon or something and the ball shaking, you like hold some button. Like, if I hold this pattern, it'll catch it.
Them's the rules. I mean, just when you have psychic powers. Yeah. But to a family trip story, we did a 16-hour drive to Colorado, which if you look at a map, it should not take that long. But my dad wanted to make it a big trip. But we did like California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. And then we looped up kind of through Colorado a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the edge of like Nevada. And then we went through Idaho for a moment and then went back down through Colorado. So we just did this... And then, like, it took way too long to get there. But that was a really fun trip because I got to, we borrowed a Suburban from my grandparents. And so it's three rows. There are two single seats in the second row and then a full back seat. And I got to lay on the full back seat the whole ride. I got to lay down because no one wanted to sit back there. And I just filled it up with farts and I got to lay down and eat snacks. But also, we brought a mini DVD player and we just watched Simpsons seasons over, like, throughout the whole trip. And Jurassic
Park.
And
now you can do that with Disney Plus.
Yeah. We can recreate the same trip where I got to lay back there and just fill it up with farts. I mean, that's
peel off the front. Another good trip was when I was a kid. Me and my dad did it like I think we called it the Man Tour, where we drove up the East Coast to I want to say it was I'm totally blanking, but it was like this historical town up in Virginia. It was cool. It was a cool. We still have an ornament with a picture of us from that.
We did for school trips. We went to Sacramento because you do the gold rush. You go learn about the California gold rush.
It was great.
And we got to pan for gold, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. And you go to the Capitol building. It was overall a really cool trip. But then in fourth grade, we did. We went to the U.S. Capitol, and that was super cool. But I think it would have been more fun for the junior hires who did it because. You just understand more happening. Fifth grade, I was still super cool. And you got to like go to like George Washington's home and everything and met our congressman.
In Sacramento?
No, U.S. Capitol.
Got it.
U.S. Capitol. Yeah. And we got to meet our
congressman. Love D.C.
Yeah. It's super cool. We'll get to go to the mall.
Yeah.
Smithsonian.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I went to, because we got family in D.C., or right outside of D.C., and that was a really cool trip. That was a really good trip.
Efren in the chat says, for my to-do list for traveling is L.A., Japan, Munich for Oktoberfest, and Germany in general for Christmas. By the way, Europe, you guys are doing it right when it comes to Christmas markets, because that shit is the coolest. It makes you feel like... just makes it really brings out the holiday season. I've never felt something more like Christmas. It's like Hallmark original Christmas movies and then the Christmas markets. Those are the cornerstones of Christmas now.
We got Jonathan Peck. When I was 9 in the summer of 2009, that's easy. We know how old you are now. When I was on vacation with my family in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I was going to see Ice Age 3 with my family just before I get in the theater. I throw up on the box office out of nowhere. I was eating donuts and a banana on the day before. I was throwing up, and I didn't get to see the movie that day. I will say, specifically road trips, but I think all traveling, you got to be careful about what you eat. Mm-hmm. So like for me, if I'm not the one driving, and maybe if I am, was not smart about when I was a kid, but now as an adult, I'm more aware of. Cool it on the carbonated drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Water is good. The carbonation,
that's a good rule for everything.
Yeah. Cool it on the I mean, that was definitely a rule I needed to have when I was younger, and I did not have. Got to cool it on the carbonated drinks because on the bumpy road trip,
upset tummies.
Yeah, that upsets tummies. We do water, stay hydrated.
Gatorade's good. Get a Gatorade.
Yeah. So
it's just juice.
It's just juice.
Mm-hmm. Which pretends to be healthy.
Sugar count on Gatorade's insane. It
is. But that's the electrolytes, man. You just don't understand. I'm an athlete. I need those. It's good for the muscles.
But yeah, and then like with planes too, you gotta like get the water before you go in, but you don't want to drink too much because you don't have to go to the bathroom in the plane because that's always a chore.
Mm-hmm. I don't eat actually on planes.
No,
don't eat on planes. It just makes it. It helps with the jet lag if you can go eat a meal around the same time that everybody else is once you land where you're going. Mm-hmm. Just a travel tip. Someone told me that recently because I love getting like the peanuts or the little meal on the plane, even though it always sucks. Also, it's harder to eat when you're up that high because your sense of smell doesn't work so well.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, fun fact, that's why a lot of astronauts have hot sauce on their meals when they're in the space ISS. Because it does, sense of taste doesn't work so well up in space. What do we got here? The mashed potatoes, MVP potatoes. Yeah, get a fried turkey. That's from Danny M.
Have you ever had twice baked potatoes?
My parents make it all the time, and it burns me out. It's one of those meals that I know is good, but I can't eat it anymore because my parents made so much. A little paprika on there. Of course it's good.
No.
But now I've eaten it for. My parents are like, ooh, you know what would be fun? Twice baked potatoes. And I'm like, oh, can't wait. And you can't be ungrateful, it's like. Oh, cool. And ham? Oh, yum.
You don't like ham? Like a nice spiral cut honey baked ham?
I can feel the indigestion. There's something about, I like it when it's sliced on sandwiches. Mm-hmm. It's something about the honey baked ham for like holidays. My parents would always get like, isn't this fun getting the honey baked ham? I'm like, as a kid, no, that means nothing to me. But also they would do it burnt out on it. My parents are also people of habit, so they do that all the time.
Yeah, my Christmas go-to.
Yeah, like they're like, you know what we should go for dinner? And they'd always go to the same Mexican restaurant, margaritas. And it's like, what are you going to get? I'm like, I'm the same thing. I've kind of gone through the whole menu and I've tried everything now. It's all good.
It's funny. You make it sound like a bad thing, but that's the dream. Yeah, just go to the place that you liked going to and get the thing you like getting there.
That sounds so boring. Oh my God. You should have your staples, but cycle through them. Do like
Every once in a while, more than waffles, I'll switch it up. But I do have my go-to that 9 times out of 10, that's what I'm going to get.
Because
it makes me happy. I only go there like once or twice a year.
But there are things that could make you happy at other places.
At other places, if I'm at other places.
No, I mean like other restaurants. That's
what I'm saying.
You got to cycle through those.
Why?
Because there's other good things. If you eat the same thing, you're going to burn out on it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry, boy Danny, Echo Spider. As far as travel on vacation to the beach, as soon as we checked in, we went to the pool, which we loved but didn't know how to swim. My brother slipped on something and went underwater, almost drowned. This is not a fun story. Almost drowned, but a server that was going by saw him and pulled him out by the hair. It was intense. We did get pizza for dinner though, so not all bad. Wow, that story went a bit darker than I anticipated when I started reading it.
You know what? No judgment if that's something that you were not able to learn as a child, mm-hmm. to learn how to swim. But if you can now teach people to do that, please do. It's just something that's going to save a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Teach kids how to swim. You got a bathtub. Everybody's got basically a bathtub. Just do it in there. Just mm-hmm. teach. Just do strokes. At least teach them how to float, and then they're good to go.
Yeah.
And they'll do that. Then you can take them water skiing. It's way more fun when they know how to swim.
Yes.
Way more fun.
Way less stressful.
Then you don't have to wear those dumb life vests. Always wear life vests on a boat. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Even if you're going on a little dinghy, do that. I've done a, speaking of travel, and I've mentioned this, the cruises blow, but the food on cruises rules, and it's unlimited.
See, I don't even remember the cruise. I just remember the being trapped on a boat for however long.
I was on it during a storm, so it's fun to watch the pool water go over, and it's like, cool. So, like, if it... It feels like this isn't how physics works, but because it was raining, I was like, is it bad that the pool already has water in it? Is it already like pulling us down? And it's like, no, it's both made to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But in my brain, I was like, that's probably, we should get rid of that water.
Yeah. We should just drain that right out.
We should dump that. And I hate stupid cruises that have the water slides that go out of the boat a little mm-hmm. bit. It's like, I know this is, you're all being cheeky here, but if one kid flew out of there, they're going 80 feet down. That's like hitting concrete. You're not going to know. You're not going to go get that kid. You can't tell me you're going to go get that kid with what? A jet ski? You don't have one of those on board. That kid's gone. I just don't have faith in the cruising industry.
Okay, what about this?
You remember the one that they got like, all the power went off and people were just pooping in their rooms?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it sounds about right. What about this? What about this plane with a pool and a water slide, and the slide takes you out of the plane? It's a tube, though. It's a tube. It's like a sealed tube.
But it's got all that like janky scaffolding on it. It's like, no, this is for your safety. It's like, this doesn't make me feel better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's also like, there's no way this... I would want to get on a jacuzzi in a plane. That sounds like okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But it sounds like getting in a jacuzzi when you're drunk, where it's like, don't do that. Yeah. Don't mix those two things because the blood alcohol levels and everything, that's a bad move. It's also like, don't run on a plane because the lower oxygen in your blood and in the air, you will pass out.
So it's good for the kids. Hey, run down the aisle five times real quick. Yeah.
My God, she's a
just, yay!
The whole cabin claps. That kid ain't hearing anything because that kid's knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
What is the furthest you've been on a plane?
I mean, you know,
what's the longest you've been on a plane? Florida, LA.
What's it, 5 or 6 hours, something like that?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I think I've done 20 hours.
Oh, my God.
That blows.
Oh, my
But God. The ticket was $200.
I would rather be dead.
You know what's fun, though, is... all the sick kids and animals that are on the plane, too. It's like you mentioned you've been to Mexico, and you took a bus ride on a edge of a cliff. This is like that, but in on a plane.
Yeah.
So it's all, everything's crammed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of noises and sounds and coughs and sneezes all the time. And all, but fun part is you don't get to breathe new air. It's just the same recycled air
for 20
farts, coughs, burps.
2 hours. Yeah, the bus wasn't fun. That was not a great part of me. Where they're playing like. Spanish language dub of like the fifth Die Hard movie. And you're like, this is just all bad. Mm-hmm. This is all of it's bad.
But one of the best things after a flight.
And then they're like, don't worry. We already got hit by the cartel earlier in the month. So
there's nothing here.
They're not going to hit us again. You're like, oh, cool.
Best feelings though for people who are looking to get on their first plane. I know it's going to be nervous. Takeoff and landing is always scary. But once you're up in cruising altitude, usually things calm down and besides some turbulence. But that's just normal. But best feeling is when you're able to get off a plane and then go take a shower and eat dinner. It's one of my favorite feelings because, like, whenever we do it, we, like, come back, drop our bags off, and then we go and get, like, Tex-Mex or barbecue when we're in Austin. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
That's some of the best.
And the Austin trip's not bad. And the flight to Seattle wasn't bad either.
No, Seattle was dope.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a really cool trip, and I've been wanting to go back because Emerald City Comic Con ruled.
Yeah.
And that boutique where you had your little signing, that was cool.
That was very cool.
That would be my local shop. I'd try to make it that because it's like, it's fun. Like, it's for all ages, and it's not like skewing to like in a certain audience. It's for everybody. Yeah. And you can go and buy, if you like go with someone who doesn't like to read comics, it's like, fine, you can go to the boutique section and you can buy clothes or fun knickknacks or like decorate your apartment with it.
The work working on new comic projects, by the way. So stay tuned for that. Not anytime soon, but stay tuned.
Keep your papers peeled. Yeah, I do want to go back. The places I want to go in the U.S. and then internationally, I think that's a fun way to kind of wrap it up, is I would say Maine is up there because of all the Stephen King things I read. I just kind of want to check out New England.
Yeah.
And Maine is one of those ones.
Look at all the gutters. What's like, down here?
Ooh, put my hand down there. You can't get me if I go quick. it's like the elevator doors. Yeah, I want to do Maine because it always kind of feels like, oh yeah, Maine. Mm-hmm. yeah, I never like think about it as like a state or a part of this country. What have they done for us besides make evil clowns and all most murders happen there, apparently, according to Stephen King. I do want to check it out, though, because it seems cool. And I like the aesthetic of like Aquaman's hometown. I like that idea for fishermen. Mm-hmm. I want to hear their tales. I want to do that. I want to do Georgia. I've not done Florida, but I just want to do it
Atlanta's
once.
Great.
I've only been in the airport, but I've been in in Columbus, and that was really cool for a shoot. I want to do that. I want to do Boston again. I did it as when I was like a kid, but I want to go there and explore because Boston's super cool. Because Harvard, when you get there, like everything's made out of brick. Like it just goes from the buildings down to the streets. It's like it's just one big
cars.
Organism. Cars, people, their clothes. I want to go check that out again. I thought that was really cool. And I do want to do Salt Lake City was kind of fun, but in like a. It's like when you go into an antique store where it's like you have fun for about 15 minutes and then after a while you're like everything smells like my grandma's house and I kind of want to go. Maybe that's just me. That's what the whole city feels. So I want to go for a weekend and then leave. But man, I could see myself living in Portland. But internationally, I'll do the quick list of Tokyo. I don't want to do Seoul. I think that'd be really cool. Germany's up there. I want to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
I want to throw a weird one in there where it's like, I want to go to like the exclusion zone in the Ukraine. I want to go go on the edge. I don't think I want to go inside, but I want to see where
you see it. Just like
no man's land.
There it is.
There it is. I want to see what that's like, that creepy alien world. And South Africa. I throw that out there. I don't know if I ever want to see the pyramids. I don't know if it's on my list. If I saw them, that'd be cool. But I've seen how much dirty it is all around there next to it. It's like they got Burger Kings next to it.
It's a sketchy area.
Maybe it's that's an unfair American depiction of how Egypt looks now. And maybe, there have been a lot of revolutions there recently. Yeah. So maybe I'll hold off. But I think Dubai's in the mix, but it's so expensive there that I don't know if I'm going to have fun going there.
Yeah.
But what about you nationally and then internationally?
I would like to. I've never been to Boston. I'd like to go there. I would like to take my wife to New York City to go see it again.
Has she been?
She's not been.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's not been to New York City.
I see a show.
I'd like to do that. What else in the United States? I've seen a good chunk of the United States. New Orleans is really cool.
Maybe
go back there for a while. Yeah, again, Chicago. I'd like to go see Chicago.
I would want to as well. Yeah. I've only done the day there.
Yeah, again, a lot of those most of the southern and middle states I've seen. The northern states I'd like to take some time in, but specifically Chicago, Boston, take my wife to see New York again. Internationally, that's tough. Australia would be cool. Tokyo would be cool.
Drifting.
Europe would be.
What's one country in Europe that you're more leaning towards?
I know it's boring. I'd like to see the UK. I'd like to go to London. You know
it's
what I mean?
Cool,
like,
though.
I know it's not like exciting, but it's like I'd like to see London.
Do you want to do London?
I want to hang out with Doctor Who.
Or do you want to do like out? Like you want to hit kind of like some of the bigger cities out there? Like Scotland would be cool. That's high up there.
Scotland would be cool. I'd like to see London. I'd like to see Big Ben.
Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to say.
And as far like honestly, they all kind of all the other European countries because I'm a stupid American all kind of blend together to me. I'd like
besides
to,
like the monuments.
Besides the monuments, France would be cool. I'm going to be honest. I was talking to somebody that went to Italy, and she was very excited about her trip. But like she was in a restaurant and it was like flooding and there was like turds floating by and stuff like that. It's like, you know what? Italy may not be for me.
That's not all. That's probably Venice.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to see.
The whole country's underwater.
What is it? There's that one. Where do they go in Casino Royale? Is it like
Amalfi Coast?
Where they actually play the poker game?
That might be Milan.
But like that, it's like, that looks amazing. You know what I mean?
Okay. So a different point of reference. End of Justice League, where like Deathstroke and Lex Luthor, it's like all the city that's built on the hill, hillside. Is that something else?
It's something else.
Okay, that's the Amalfi Coast. Yeah. That's where I want to go.
But yeah, so maybe some of that. But again, like I'm not the biggest travel guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to? You should do Paris because then you can go eat Paris food. Would be cool. Also, I want to do Italy just because I want to eat all that food.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. I'm so hungry. We should go get lunch because I'm starting to get hungry now. I'm thinking of Italian food.
I'd like, you know, if I were to go to Italy, because I, like I said, when we went to Mexico, we went to Tocaltiche, which is a smaller town. We actually like walked from one end of the town to the other. And that was really cool. The little town that Aziz Ansari goes to, a Master of None, that would be cool.
I have looked online where it's like, because we were like planning like hypothetical trips sometimes. So we're like, how far is that away from like Florence? Because like Florence, there's like a lot of like cathedrals and cool historical things to go look at. But we were like, it's like 3 hours, but like the train goes there, but it's like not fast. And it's like, okay, I guess we'll never go there, but that's okay. Yeah. I do want to do Germany cause it is more Western, you know? And like, there's like some fun things there. And also English is a Germanic language and English is spoken a lot there. So it's there, it'd be low easier impact to get around. Yeah. Definitely.
I could do Spain with my wife. She'd be able to get us around Spain fairly easily.
Interesting though, because it's just different.
Yeah. Dialects. It's the same. Well, I mean, it would be similar in the UK where it's like, yes, technically we're speaking the same language.
Monte Carlo. It's what you were thinking of.
I want to go. It looks not easy to get to.
You got
to
get a tux, though.
Just enter Monte Carlo?
But I mean, you want to... I always want to like kind of blend in a little bit. Yeah, so you kind of dress up a little bit. But if I did Monte Carlo, it's like, I guess I'm running the tux. You got to do the James Bond thing. A martini shaken up.
Honestly, okay. So honestly, as much as I'd like to see those things, I think it'd be something where if I was moneyed now or maybe in the future after like retirement or whatever, where literally I spend a year of my life, like we talked about, like we go to Hawaii, get a plane from Hawaii to Japan, get a plane from Japan. Is Korea on the mainland? Mm-hmm. Then go to South Korea, and then we just kind of like travel our way through, and then come out the other end.
You should do go south. Yeah. So you hit like Thailand. Yeah, that'd be cool. Then you go around, and then you get to like you hit like Egypt really quick, and then you go up to Europe, and then you make your way through it, then you're back over,
and then you fly over to the East Coast, travel through the East Coast back then, and then we're good. Home. You know what I mean? Because now I'm not on a plane for like. Granted, I've been on the road for about a year, but I haven't been on a plane for over 20 hours.
You should let your beard grow the whole time.
Yes,
and then you come back, you do
come
a
out
shave.
Alan Moore like.
This is the one time you let your
superheroes are fascists. I go into comic shops and I scare little kids.
Yeah, I hope your fingers come back like really bony and stuff. What did he do? Was he eating? He's like, yeah, he was fine. He chose this.
This is his life now.
He chose this before the trip started.
Yeah. Or if I had enough money that I could do long distance traveling the same way as Crazy Rich Asians.
There you go.
Then I'm good to go.
What if you could hire someone that would be like, okay, I just want to wake up where I want to go. Can you do that for me? Sure. That's a new what a new travel agent is. So like one day you're just eating food and you're like, I'm a little sleepy. Yeah. they drugged you in a consensual way.
A consensual secret drugging.
Yeah. So then you're out and then you just wake up in Paris and it's like, sorry, you're gonna be a little groggy. So here's like some pasta, so you can get the carbs and some proteins. So go ahead and drink that. You know, eat that, drink that. And then you're like, when you're done, you just like all of a sudden you're like you're going out for a big meal and you're having Italian food and you're like, I'm gonna sleep. And then you wake back up in sunny Los Angeles.
Sam, that's my dream.
Is there a way to pitch this? Does this work? Is that what a new travel agent is? Where it's like it's just the people who want to get there, but they just don't want to do the travel part of it. They want to do the traveling once they're there.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man, I'm going to a place where they drive on the other side of the road.
Again, unless it's a road trip, because then the traveling is like a journey because you don't know it's not like you're going to do pit stops on the plane. You know what I mean?
What if you got into a plane that had like screens that went by and you just sit in your seat's a car and you're like, oh, this is fun.
I like the little kid with the fake wheel. Yeah. Like, I want to go here. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to pull off now. Just kidding. But like there is comfortable. It's car seats, which is more comfortable, I think, than airplane seats. My car seat's pretty comfortable.
Are you talking about in this hypothetical?
Right. So you have to fit, like, you're not fitting that many people on this plane.
No.
But you can't get out at any point and go use the bathroom.
There you go.
And you're like, it's all the beep beep. You can have a lot of fun with it. So there's two options here. Fake car in a plane takes up a lot of room. Or you drug people and then you just toss them in like luggage and then they wake up back in the thing.
I think we've got a couple good ideas for our travel agency.
So which one would you guys want? Would you want to be drunk and then just you wake up in another country, which is most people's nightmare. But if you're doing it consensually, like you hired someone
you'll
to
probably
do it,
still have all your organs.
But the plane tickets are way cheaper because we're not putting you in seats. You're not like eating, but you're just paying for the drugs.
I just want that cryo sleep from like Alien and stuff like that. Just
But you got to make a cool post.
Wait, wait, wait. Hold on. You're being cryosleep for like 20 hours? Listen, I don't want to fly, all right?
It's more like Star Wars where it's like the where carbonite. It's a
horrifying pain. And you're like...
We got to do fun poses. Yeah. And then you get out of there and then you're all like loopy.
Yeah.
And you wake up and you're fine.
Done. You can't see for about a day.
Oh, yeah. Also, I was blind. Yeah. That's a side effect.
Yes.
But you could have also flown here in a normal plane.
Yeah.
And you chose to do it this way.
That was my choice.
This is, and I got to live with it.
So let us know what travel method you prefer for our new travel agency. You can hit us up on Twitter at OnlyStupidAnswers.
Yank out the vowels from stupid, or at Sam Basher.
Or at DJ Talks Trash.
Check out patreon.com/OnlyStupidAnswers. And you can send us anywhere of these, any place of these platforms. You can let us know which one would you be prefer being drugged or in a fake car where you can make little beep beep sounds. That's the most important. We want to hear from you guys. And make sure you tune in every Monday right here, anywhere you get your podcast for our new episodes. But also check out youtube.com/OnlyStupidAnswers for all of our reviews into TV shows, movies, comic books, video games. We do the whole gambit. Mm-hmm. And so far, there's actually been a lot of growth on the channel right now. So really cool community popping up there. And hopefully you guys, if you're listening to this, are able to share this around and, you know, tell your friends about it. If they're a fan of movies and nerdy shit, we got you covered. Until next time, we'll see you then.
Bye-bye.